This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Craig Unger, the author of a new book, Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason that Stole the White House. This is October Surprise, 1980. Craig has been in pursuit of this story for decades, and here it is, laid out for you to meet for perhaps the first time or perhaps to review what you remember from the late 20th century. Bill Casey, who died in 1986 of a cerebral hemorrhage, was the man at the center of the story of did or did not the Republican campaign for the presidency, Ronald Reagan's campaign, deal with the Iranian revolutionaries by making a deal over the hostages. At that point, 52 hostages in Tehran at the embassy. Did they make a deal or not make a deal? That was the debate in the 1980s, again investigated by the Senate and the House of Representatives in 91-92, and has been a question of belief or non-belief for all those decades since. Here's Craig Unger introducing us to Bill Casey. If it happened, Bill Casey did it. If it didn't happen, Bill Casey is always going to be the man who is mysterious. That's his nature. Very mysterious, very non-transparent. And as of this moment, there is no diary, there is no confession, there is no letter that can demonstrate that Bill Casey organized what is called the October Surprise. Here's Craig Unger introducing him. My conversation with Craig was over 2 hours. Here's Craig Unger.
Casey's a very interesting choice as a campaign manager because he's not doing the things that normal campaign managers do. Normally, it's about raising money, and Casey did some of that. But Casey was also, to me, one of the great American spies, and I characterize him as a sort of a mix between James Bond and Mr. Magoo. And he mumbled a lot. That was his nickname, Mumbles. So the joke was, after he became head of the CIA, was that all the senior officials needed scramblers on their phone, but not Bill Casey, because no one could understand what he said anyway. He sort of spat when he talked. He was going in a million directions at once. But he was dazzlingly brilliant as a spy. He had done enormously important work in World War II in the OSS, as you said, against the Nazis. But as he prepared, as the campaign started, Casey was also building up a secret intelligence network. When I went to Israel, I interviewed Yehoshua Sagi, who was head of director of military intelligence for Israel back then. And he told me he had been meeting with Casey in 79 and 1980. This is just as the Iranian revolution is taking place. They must have been talking about Iran. Casey was also meeting with South African arms dealers, with Israeli agents. He had a secret network all over the world, and he began to put it in action. And in November of 1979, he held a big fundraising party in New York for then candidate Reagan. Reagan, of course, was from California. He was not that plugged in on the East Coast. He needed Wall Street connections, and Casey had those Wall Street connections. And it was in the end of February or early March of 1980 that Casey took over the Reagan campaign.